Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
The renaissance of Festus Main Street in Jeffco began about 10 years ago. Small businesses and small shops have been coming back ever since. Leading the charge is Main and Mill Brewing Company. Owner Denny Foster is expanding his brewery to provide all types of beverages at the new concept called Central Tap. It's just down the street from the brew pub.
For the KMWX listeners that may not know what Main and Mill is, kind of give them up to date. What is Main and Mill Brewing Company?
It's a full-service restaurant with a brewery there. We've been open, it'll be 10 years this October, which seems crazy. Built in an 1880s building, so it took us like 3 years to put it together with tons and tons of issues, you know, building related, but also experience related.
You and your dad.
Yeah. So took quite some time to get it from what it was about to collapse to what it is now. But yeah, we've changed our menu frequently. All the beers that we have over there, 90% of them are brewed there. The other 10% are kegs moved from our new location where we do our cans and bottles at what will be opening Central. But yeah, so it's been good. The community's really responded well to it when we opened, thankfully, and we're really fortunate to be here for almost 10 years and hopefully another 10 years plus after that.
Is it true when you were tearing down the walls in there that you found ingredients to make beer?
That would have been interesting. Probably have a nice little smell to it if that was the case. We did find quite a few things when we did that. We found some newspaper clippings and stuff from the early 1900s in the chases that were for smoke whenever, I guess, they had a coal pit in the basement. So we found some neat stuff, but, you know, and had a lot of tribulations and trials going through the whole thing that digging out a basement full of coal and things that people burnt to keep warm. And but yeah, we found some neat stuff, but I wish we found like a pile of gold or something to make it a little easier. But unfortunately, nothing like that.
Everybody's looking for a pile of gold when they're renovating a building, you know, just hoping that leprechaun leads you to the right.
Make it all a lot easier.
Yeah. Tell me about the Thursday night incident IPA.
So we've done that when we do it off and on, like every couple of years or so.
It comes with a great story.
Well, we were at a festival in Colorado, so it was the first time we were at the Great American Beer Festival. We got to hang out with a lot of brewers from around the nation, and I mean, I don't want to get too in-depth into it, but it was a long night, a lot of shenanigans ensued, and because of that, the next day, that's what we came up with. It was like, hey, we need to name something, because this turned into multiple people seemingly getting arrested and random things happening. Thankfully, nobody from our team was, basically put against the wall by cops, but plenty of guys had some interactions with people they didn't want to have interactions with. So, Yeah, it's.
I love the cryptic language you have to use for this story. It's like,
yeah, it was a perfect. It was a fun night, one that's full of some memories and others that maybe aren't so memorable. But
ones you can't remember.
Yeah,
I don't want to remember.
It was a long day and long evening, but it was a good time. So.
But it came out a pretty good beer. It came out of that, right? I mean, kind of that idea of the Thursday night IPA, right?
Yeah, it's one of our probably best IPAs, at least personally. I think it's one of our best IPAs. We're Dylan over at the pub now is doing tons and tons of IPAs, you know, usually moving a new one in once a month or every 3 weeks or so, depending on what time of year it is. But yeah, the Thursday night was pretty much one of our first like kind of hazier style IPAs years ago, and it's something that we continually bring back, and we don't bring back a lot of beers over there. So it's definitely one of my favorites. When we put it on, we sometimes can it down here as well. So and hoping to do so in the next 6 months or so.
So when Main and Mill Brewing Company popped up here on Main Street, as far as traffic, people walking around on the sidewalk, going from shop to shop, was nearly non-existent. Would you say that's true?
I mean, yeah, the place, whenever we were building it, there was a lot of vacancies. There was six churches, I think, on Main Street. It was, I'd say, nearly defunct. I mean, we still had some really nice stalwarts, like Pogolino's was here and has been here for, you know, I think like 45 years plus. So it's not like there was places that weren't successful on our Main Street. We did have some places like that. I know at the time we had the Hallmark store and some things like that. But generally, unless you were going to a final destination of Pogolino's or a couple of the places that were on our Main Street, there wasn't a lot of traffic up and down it just to see what was going on. So thankfully that's totally different now. And that's been a 10-year process to get it here. And another 10 years, it's going to be wildly different than it is today.
Main and Mill being the anchor of that progress here on Festus Main Street. And now you've decided, hey, let's just keep on expanding. Let's keep on moving. And you're now opening a place called Central. Tell me about that.
Well, it's about two blocks down the road on the same side of our Main Street. And, you know, I've got a really strong belief in Main Street. Once we put the other location in, I figured when we were talking about it, we really wanted to make that happen, to bring traffic to our Main Street. There's a lot of untapped potential here. Whenever we were, you know, I've lived here all my life and have seen it from 40 years ago. So looking at it that way, you know, you hope it's you build it and they will come type of thing, field of dream situation. And like I said, thankfully that happened. And since then, there's been, you know, I'm the president of our Main Street Association and have been for, I think, 8-9 years when we put it back together. And so now that we're putting this on there, a lot of people have asked if we think we're going to be cannibalizing our own market. And I would say pretty hard no on that. You know, there's
what's the concept of Central?
Well, we're doing 24 taps here. That's not all beers. So like probably half or less will be beer. We're doing cold brew coffee that we produce here. We'll be doing kombucha in the future, different kinds of teas. We're going to make our own sodas. We might even dabble in THC and CBD beverages. So there'll be a lot of NA stuff here, a lot of, you know, some alcohol stuff, 8 different slushies. So we're going to be doing some of those, then alcohol and non-alcoholic. So basically, we're trying to make this a all-inclusive. If you like to drink nice things or anything that you think is a little bit better than what you'd see on the shelf, you'll be able to get it here. And it's going to be something that I think it'll resonate well with people around here, trying to make sure that there's always something here for everybody. And there'll be a large to-go station of things that we can on the side, even in small amounts to take out. We'll be doing growler and howler fills, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's going to be totally different from the brew pub over there. We have 10 taps over there. Those are all beer. We brew those all down there. You know, we do cocktails and things down there, but this will be a totally different concept, a totally different feel than what we've got there. And I mean, we have our name on the sign, but other than that, you wouldn't know this is a Main and Mill new location.
I want to walk over to these stools that are kind of uniquely built into the side here. So tell me about this idea of having this window that opens up. It looks like kind of a old school garage door kind of thing. And then there's this seating here. So what's the idea here?
So we have stools that are attached to the like the outside wall that'll pull out when they're needed. So, and if not, whenever we're full or there's a festival or something, we can tuck them back in and not have to move stools in and out of the place. So we have those on the inside and the outside of the front of the location. So I think we will have 16 total, 8 in, 8 out. Like I said, if we're really busy and everybody's standing around just enjoying themselves, it's really easy to get them out of the way. It makes for more room. But if somebody wants to sit at the and look outside on Main Street and have a drink, it's really easy just to pull it right out of the wall and take a seat and put it right back when you're done.
Main and Mill in downtown Festus Main Street. That is owner Denny Foster chatting with our Stuart McMillan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.